check it out one time.
Troop Nation, welcome Black Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to our brother Dame Elsie.
Shout out to Dame.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. That's right. You're late. You're late.
You got 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Hurry up. Go in there.
Stop.
Click the thing while it still says 8 o'clock. Hurry up. Hurry up. You can do it. You got it. Click. There you go. You in. You good.
Nurse Arian Kawanda said it is 8 o'clock. If you are scheduled to be at work and you are not there, don't listen to Bailey or Dame. They give you grace. Your job won't. You're late.
Dave said you got 5 minutes grace.
You know, grace will get you in trouble.
No grace.
You ain't heard about Grace?
No.
Yeah, grace will get you in trouble.
The girl?
Yeah.
She might, but not, I'm just saying, not God's grace.
Grace will get you in trouble. It'll be like, you going to learn today.
I just want to know, during the break, did you going to get your child, that 13-year-old Homer? Did you get him?
Listen.
You get him together?
Listen. Okay, as we get to talking about, you know, the recklessness and the fact that there are so many people that are being killed in hit and runs in our city.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is.
It's totally ridiculous.
It is. But leading into something like that, and this is not a person that ended up, you know, involved in one of the hit and runs, but the Shorewood police had a chase.
Mm.
It was a stolen car.
Yeah.
It was a 13-year-old. Driving the stolen car. So it was a whole chase that was going on. There was a pursuit in Milwaukee before the same car fled police in Sherwood.
Mm-hmm.
It started near Capitol and Wilson and ended near Murray and Edgewood.
Uh-huh.
Sherwood police said a 13-year-old was arrested after fleeing officers in a stolen car early Wednesday morning, May 13th. Milwaukee police had started and called off a pursuit of the stolen car before it entered Sherwood. A Sherwood officer spotted the car and tried to pull it over near Capitol and Wilson at around 1:40 a.m. 13 now!
Mm.
At around 1:40 a.m., but the driver took off.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You said 13 and
1:40 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
1:40 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Dashboard camera video showed the stolen car speeding down Capitol Drive. It then turned north on Downer Avenue, running several stop signs as the chase continued through the residential neighborhood.
Mm.
The pursuit then turned south at Murray Avenue, and the car ran a red light at Capitol Drive before hitting stop sticks at Edgewood Avenue.
Mm.
The officer in the dash cam video noted speeds as high as 65 miles per hour during the chase.
Mm.
The driver then got out and ran, and the stolen car rolled black and hit the squad car. No injuries or damage were reported. Several law enforcement agencies worked together to take the 13-year-old driver, who was the only person in the car, into custody.
Mm.
Charges against the teen will be referred to Milwaukee County Children's Court.
Mm.
Come on.
clearly, that parent didn't have the speech. Like, I ain't got no bail money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do bail money. I got money for other things, but I don't have bail money, so I don't really even that bail money part. Because you're not supposed to be in jail, so that's why there's no money allocated for bail. So you gonna be a juvenile? You could be in whatever. You gonna sit there, and you gonna understand. You gonna learn today.
Yeah.
No money has been allocated for bail.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, behind, go sit there.
You know, Troop Nation.
You might get your reposado. That parent might go out and get them some reposado. But ain't no bail money. Ain't no bail money. We ain't got that.
Ain't that.
I might go out and get my groceries.
And I don't think they even get bail. They just, the parent got to come out and get them. So.
Yeah, I'd leave them there. At that point, I'd leave them there. No, because, no.
Listen, if y'all don't discipline these damn children, we got a call coming in.
I know people that would have went out to the high speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
When they pulled over, they'd have been standing there.
They'd have been like, hold on. Let me go on and handle this right now. Y'all keep y'all cameras on. Y'all keep recording.
Yeah.
I want y'all body cams on and I want y'all dash cams on.
Exactly.
But I'm about to whoop his ass or her ass. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. It just said a 13
year old. Yeah.
But yeah, it's some discipline about to happen here.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can say what you want, Nick. Yeah. Go take it. We got Troop Nation. We want to hear from you. What is going on? 833-212-1017 is our Troop Talk text line. We got
13.
Right, baby.
13 years old. 13 years old.
We got Terry on
I'm over here.
We got Terry on our Troop Talk text line. 833-212-1017. Great morning, Terry. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation about this 13-year-old. What's your truth?
Hey, Homer. I'm not calling about the 13-year-old. I'm calling about the you were talking about the property tax. And I just want, and this call is not only for and question is not only for me, it's also for the listening audience. What is your opinion on relief property taxes for the elder in the city of Milwaukee? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. It should be done. Yeah, that's a simple one for me. Yeah, I believe that our seasoned citizens should
be relieved. I believe that if you go on and Google property tax for seniors, there is actually... Once you hit, I think it's 65, there is some kind of supplement or something that happens automatically.
Okay.
Well, not automatically. You got to apply for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Google that. Look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's our clear and simple answers for that, Terry. And thank you for your call. Again, True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We're hearing more and more about 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds that are in these vehicles. Some of them are drivers, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds. Listen, look, you know, I know some people say, well, you know, they say, you know, you can't whip your kids. I ain't seen that. They say you can't abuse them.
Right.
But listen, I'm just trying to tell you, what my 12, 13, 10, 14, 15-year-old was not going to do is have to be, I got to get a call that they in juvenile detention center because they were driving a stolen car and they went on a high-speed chase with it. I'm not going to have to deal with that.
Nope.
I'm going to deal with that part that is known as the derriere. And I'm going to have some discipline time with that.
Yes.
To those of you who do the timeouts and don't believe in corporal punishment and we shouldn't whoop them. Let me just say, I have so many people that are still living today that are free that we all got whoopings.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not criminal minded.
I did. And if it was bad enough, my mom would say, you know what, I'm not even gonna deal with you. I'm just tell you daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the worst thing ever. Now, why would that happen?
So I'm just saying, like, you know, we have responsibility. Nurse Irene Kawanda said 13 years old at 1:40 a.m.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Okay. Now, why was you not safely tucked away in your bed at your house?
Right.
Why was that not the case? At 1:40 a.m. That's what I said. 1:40 a.m.
Right.
13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. Nah.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. We got Al MKE Great morning, Al. Love you. Uh-oh. Appreciate you.
I'm glad you called in, Al, because you had too many sugar honey iced teas in there. I couldn't.
Wait till you get a load of this call, I'm sure. Al, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My problem is with these kids being in the sleep. What is going on in the household? Now, I know if, even if y'all got state insurance, you can get an IUD. IUD doesn't cost that much. Now, it might hurt a little bit for him, but so what? But what's going on? Y'all letting these kids just run rapid? They just running wild? I mean, I think y'all just gave up. And what I don't understand is, I know a lot of y'all is struggling. If you struggling, why would you let somebody broke nut deep inside you who don't got a pot to pee in and the weather to throw it out? I don't understand it. You already struggling. He's struggling. And you're going to let him use your body as a toilet. And then when it gets hot, he's going to kick off the argument so he can make another victim. Condoms is only $5.99 at the gas station.
That's the solution. Blake oh Gump. We'll take Blake Gump before we go to our break. Blake Gump, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Hold on. What's your truth?
Al is as Al does.
Okay.
Okay. But when I was 13, my cousin had a, I'm giving y'all a life lesson. My cousin had a guy who worked at Lisbon Courts, and we knew somebody. We knew the Bucks. They stayed down there at Juneau Village. A dude was working down there. He let us in the garage. I got a Trek. My cousin got another bike. We had the wire cutters. Police pulled us over. My cousin got caught. He got a $5 ticket because he was 18. I was 14. They took me home to my mama, and she opened the door, and she said, take him back. Where y'all got him from? And I had to spend the night in jail. They handcuffed me to that little half a table with that cement stool out the wall, and I slept for 12 hours in District 7. And then they let me out. I got a ticket. I got a whooping, and I was on punishment for the entire summer. I became the poster boy for, like, going to the store and coming back home. All I could do is make poster books and collages because I was locked up for the summer in the house. And I did not dare break what my mother said. I was on punishment, and I couldn't go nowhere till that bus came to get us to go to Vincent. And from then, I worked. I had a job with 101 at the YMCA. I worked with Sheila and Don Burris. From there, I got a job at the airport. And then I turned 15, and that's when me and you met at the clubs and doing the DJing. And I was 15 in all them clubs, Homer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we did our thing, and we went home, you know. And then when the streets got us, or we decided to get in the streets, when everybody came in with them starter jackets and the Jordans, I'm like, okay. So I just stayed in school, and I still grinded, and I worked, and nobody ever knew. You know, we was doing what we was doing. These kids want you to know they got money. These kids want you to know they got guns. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to have guns because we had the D houses. Mm-hmm. That's another story. But what's going on today, a 13-year-old out at that late in the morning, your parent, where's your parents doing? That's what I'm saying. The responsibilities of a parent. Like Al said, if every shot in a woman was a kid, oh, my God, it'd be more recklessness out here. But the kids that's out here and the parents that's out here, somebody needs to be held accountable, because all they do when they get on TV, like when that boy hit dude was hanging out the car and they hit the bus and he was hanging upside down, ripped mm-hmm. all open. Mm-hmm. His mama was sad about that, but look what he was doing to get what happened to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and then
sir.
The little boy that got hit getting on the bus, and then his mama had to deal with him learning how to walk again and being traumatized of getting on the yellow bus and not being safe again. This does stuff to people and it affects their life, man. Now
yes,
this 13-year-old boy and his parents, they should be in court Monday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because he's underage, and that's what I'm saying. The new law needs to be whatever your child does, that like that ticket. They get a ticket, you get a ticket. Mm-hmm. And then the parenting should be held accountable. There should be parenting classes, because I'm one of the ones, I used to choke parents. I ripped your mouth out, disrespecting me. And now that I don't like jail, I haven't been, I'm not a felon, mm-hmm. and I'm smart enough to control myself. Control yourself out here.
There you go.
Al got balling for y'all all day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Blake. Blake Gump, before we, as we get ready to go to break, words of the day, IUDs matter. Might be a little painful for him. But at least you won't have to worry about your 13-year-old being out at 1:40 a.m. Truth in the Morning.
Oh, my gosh.
On the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, join March of Dimes this Saturday, 9 a.m. for March for Babies at Greenfield Park. Come together with the Milwaukee community to support moms and babies and be a part of something that truly matters. Hundreds have already signed up, and there's still time for you to join the walk. Every step helps support healthier pregnancies and stronger families, especially for those facing the greatest barrier to care. So grab your friends, bring the family, and show up. March of Dimes, March for Babies, this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Greenfield Park. Sign up now at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome black to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. We were talking about the 13-year-old, and we had some Truth Nation speak their truth and on our YouTube page as well as on our Truth Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Yeah, that it just shouldn't have happened.
Not at all.
One of the other stories that we were going to be talking about is the family of a 71-year-old that was killed in a hit-and-run is speaking out. Bailey, I happened to be out and traveling on Silver Spring trying to head eastbound.
Right.
So I was headed towards Sherman and Silver Spring, and I saw the cherries and berries from a few blocks away. Like, what's going on? And I'm talking about it was just like a massive amount. As I got closer,
wow,
you had to detour to try to get around because I was going to support Core DJ Kev and Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown at their networking Mondays, and it was at Coconut Bowl. So I'm like, you know, at that time, I'm like, okay, I'm out and getting ready to try to go down Sherman. I'm thinking I'm going to go off the way that I normally do. And it's like,
For those who didn't catch it, when he said cherries and berries, that means the police lights.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So I ended up, I'm like, okay, so I had to actually turn right at the edge of McGovern Park, you know, to get onto Sherman that way.
Right.
Because, you know, it turns into 43rd Street after you come across that intersection.
Right.
So I had to go there, and then I was able to whip a U-turn. And the only reason I was able to go on 43rd heading northbound is because if you know that street, it's a bridge
over.
So you don't get to just go straight down. You got to go over a bridge. It takes you over. And those who are on 43rd Street off Silver Spring, you know, they drive and then they have to merge with, you know, and get black onto 43rd Street. And so I was like, what? Something had to happen because, I mean, it was it was just I was like, somebody either was there a shooting, was there, you know, a bad accident or whatever. So I didn't know immediately what was going on, but I knew whatever it was, it had to be something deadly.
Right.
And so at that time, I didn't know that it was this 71-year-old man who ended up getting hit and killed by a hit-and-run driver. A 33-year-old has been arrested. But we got this story. We're going to play this, and we want to come back and talk about it.
Okay.
All right, Will?
An arrest tonight in a deadly hit-and-run that killed a Milwaukee man. Someone hit 71-year-old Marshall Hill Monday night and left him to die in the street. The crash happened near Silver Spring and Hopkins, not far from McGovern Park. 12 News' T.J. Dysart is there live tonight, and T.J. Hill's family has a message for that driver.
Yeah, that's right, Blake. And they tell me that Hill was getting ready to board a county bus here at this bus stop behind me when that driver sped down the street, hit him, and then sped back off. And we do want to warn our viewers tonight that this video may be difficult to watch.
Surveillance video along Silver Spring and Hopkins captures the Monday night hit and run that police say killed Marshall Hill. You can see him crossing the intersection as this car comes barreling down the street. We've paused the video before the moment of impact. Police say the driver didn't stop.
I got a call and said,
hey, your cousin just got killed.
Hill's cousin, Maya Sharo Dent, lives just blocks away from the crash scene. She says she heard the sirens that night, but never imagined someone so close to her was the victim.
And he threw my cousin up over the crap, up in the air.
Dent says Hill had just got off a county bus and was crossing the street to board a different bus, saying the 71-year-old was likely making his way back to his group home off 91st and Silver Spring.
It don't matter how long he lived, he could have lived a little bit longer.
Police arrested a 33-year-old man. Hill's family says it's a start, but it won't bring her cousin back.
He needs to get what he took from him, mm-hmm. his life. You took somebody's life, and I hope you feel the pain that we felt out here.
Devastating. TJ Hill's family says they will hold a vigil to honor their loved one.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be right here at the scene this upcoming Saturday. Family, tell me, it'll be an opportunity for them to come together, share memories, and process this traumatic loss.
All right, TJ Dysart reporting live.
Now, that and condolences to his family. But Bailey, like, to see that scene, you know what I mean? Don't be Dane, Bailey. To see that scene, your button. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
My bad.
Dame, y'all even. Okay. Because he said he knew that you probably heard him yesterday when he didn't, you know, push his button.
Did he?
So yeah. Now, y'all.
I was still trying to do a little research there. It wasn't intentional. Yeah. My bad.
But, you know, so now, again, it makes even more sense of what I saw. Because I saw a county bus sitting there.
Right.
What does the county bus have to do with this? But now seeing, you know, when I ended up seeing that story, right. I was like, oh, so the bus was waiting for him to, you know, come and
right.
catch the bus. And that 33-year-old just speeding now.
Yeah.
Just speeding. Mm-hmm. And just hit him and just kept going.
Yeah.
Just kept going and knocked him in the air and all of that. Like, come on. And I saw a lot of people also that appeared to be, as I went over, you know, over the uh-huh. street, that appeared to be like sitting down on the median. I'm like, that's a lot of people. Are these family members or right. what it was? But they may have been people that were on the bus.
Oh.
And they may have had everybody get off the bus because of the scene and,
right.
you know, the man's body
right.
laying there or whatnot. But yeah, It looked traumatic to me just seeing it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I try not to get immune to, you know, like where people try to say, oh, well, that's normal. That's normal. No, it's
no.
common.
Yeah.
But that's not normal. It shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Things yeah. like that shouldn't happen. So I don't try to normalize those situations. I just admit that, yeah, it's common. It's more common than I would like for it to be.
Right.
These kind of scenes and seeing all of the trauma and the tragedy that may have taken place. And when you hear that somebody lost their life,
right.
you know, it's even more devastating.
Right.
Because they don't even get another opportunity.
Right.
And, yeah, I just knew it was bad. Like I said,
yeah.
because even when I left
mm-hmm.
to, you know, return, it was still roped off to all
yeah.
of those degrees where it's an MPD car here and there. You couldn't get close to it.
Right.
But now I understand what was really going on. But I knew it had to be something bad. I'm like, they still out here?
Right.
So, yeah, but condolences to that family. But these hit and runs are happening more and more, baby.
Right. They are.
It seems like every day or every few days you're hearing about somebody being killed in a hit and run.
People are just being reckless and not caring.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, straight up. Just being reckless.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you can't, you know, here's the thing. If you hit somebody or you hit something, you go no because you're going to feel it.
Right.
So the best thing for you to do, even if you are speeding, is pull over. Pull over. You know? But all this speeding, it's just like this reckless driving thing is just way out of control. It's way out of whack here. And it's not just in Milwaukee. It's just in Wisconsin, right? It's all over the country, to be honest with you. Because when I go home to Seattle, I see some of the same things. But here, it's getting so crucial because people are killing people even more.
Mm-hmm.
With these hit-and-run situations. And you got to believe, you got to think, okay, what is it about what we're experiencing right now in the country, that people think it's okay to do a hit and run. For a long time, you never heard about hit and run.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, this resurgence of, you know.
And then it.
Where is your common sense when you're driving? Driving is a privilege. Mm-hmm. It's not a right. It's a privilege.
And the recklessness, you know, when you think about this car wasn't being chased by the police. And, you know, my thing also with that is there's so much pressure now on law enforcement by the community and the Fire Police Commission to just decrease the reckless driving chases.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a whole 71-year-old man that is no longer here.
Lost.
Because of somebody that was just out here reckless driving.
Right, right.
And, but, you know, we have people that say, hey, look, don't chase them, though.
That part.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it goes into a residential area. So if law enforcement would have been able to spot the car after they hit and killed the 71-year-old man and would have wanted to initiate a pursuit because of that, there's some people that if somebody else would have got injured or hurt because of them chasing it, would have said, see, that's why we say don't chase.
See, so the chase thing, the chaser to not chase thing, that's a catch-22.
It is.
It's a catch-22.
Yeah. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation, welcome back. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Shout out to our brother, MC Dame Elsie.
What up, Dame?
Shout out to our producer, Will, who's been holding it down.
Hey,
Will. We appreciate you, Will. We appreciate you. Let's see, Crystal Clear on the YouTube page said there are so many, because we're talking about this 71-year-old man who's killed by a reckless driver who's speeding, and it was a hit and run. It was a hit and run. But Crystal Clear said there are so many reckless drivers, it is out of control for sure.
Yeah.
Minister Kevin said when they decide to drive recklessly, they accept whatever happens without remorse. Their minds are already warped or hyped up by drugs and trap music. Jasmine West said, like you said, he wasn't even being chased by police and he was driving wild. Shaking my head.
Mm-hmm.
Will D9 said, drivers need to understand it's okay to be late to be somewhere than being a killer.
Yeah.
Now his life is gone for 10 to 15 years. Drivers just need to pay more attention when driving, period. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know?
I got one off the True Talk text line, 833-212-1017. 33-year-old probably had no license, insurance, and some drugs in the car. Guaranteed.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's that's also a crazy thing, Bailey, when our own community, and the True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We begin to stereotype the usual suspect.
Our own.
Yep. You know, so, but I mean, it's such a catch-22. You know what I'm saying? It's such a catch-22 because when we hear about a lot of the situations when someone is finally caught and you know, being held accountable, the criminal complaints and just the reports on the news, it alludes to the fact that, yep, they were right.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to be right. You'd be like, no, because they just trying to make us all look like.
Right.
But then
the mugshots.
90%.
The mugshots and everything that come out, it's like, there it is.
The Truth Nation was right.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we got a...
You're cutting it in. The ones you don't want to admit are a part of your family.
Yeah.
And they go. There they go. Here they go.
Yep.
Am I lying?
No. Hashtag no lies detected. Our True Talk text lines are open, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Mike, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
My truth about the reckless driving situation is there's also plenty of people boosting it up on social media as well, too. Literally not that long ago, I was literally looking at a TikTok of a girl saying that if you're driving under the speed limit or if you're driving exact speed limit, you should get off the road. And that just don't make no sense.
Wow.
You shouldn't be out here boosting that behavior up.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
On TikTok, just literally saying that.
Wow.
You see what I mean?
TikTok literally saying that. And that, and then with even thinking about that, that also with the situation, even about, I thought back about the 13-year-old that stole that car as well, too, because that could have been that same exact situation as well, too.
Yep.
Thinking of that.
Like, yep.
Yes.
Yep.
If they seen, they're seeing this on social media and everybody's boosting about it, like plenty of kids have access to social media, and he probably could have saw all that off of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, real talk. Thank you for your call, Mike. Love you and appreciate you. 833-212-1017 is the Truth Talk text line, Truth Nation. We always need to have our community and people just be engaged.
Yeah.
Because we have to be engaged. When we're talking about this and we're bringing it up to elected officials, mm-hmm. or when we're speaking about our law enforcement,
yeah.
we need to know, you know, they need to know,
yes.
like, what is the Truth Nation thinking? What are
right.
some solutions? And that's why you hear me often talk about, yes, I talk about the problems. I absolutely do. But then mm-hmm. I go to, so what's the solution?
Yeah.
And when we get the opportunity to give our opinion or our truth on what we believe the solutions are, you have to participate.
Right.
Because if not, then it just leaves everybody else be like, okay, somebody be like, well, I want a birthday party. Be like, okay, well, what do you want? What do you want? You know, do you have a place to join? I don't know. All I know is I want to have a birthday party. So now you're left to just try to figure it out and say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then they all saying, I don't know what would make you do it here. I don't know who catered the food and
right.
all of it. But when
right.
you had an opportunity.
Right.
to voice your truth, your opinions, your concern about it,
mm-hmm.
you said it don't matter.
It don't matter. I just want a party.
So now you just...
But now you got to critique everything.
Yeah.
When you didn't even spend no money on it.
Yeah. So now I equate that with when we're talking about the different things that we need or we want to see happen in our community, when we talk about what the punishment should be for these people,
mm-hmm.
Then... You got to speak up and
yes.
say, I don't know, but something need to happen.
Right.
That's not helping.
But then, and then you come back and critique when there's a solution
right.
added to the mix.
You got
a problem with the solution, but you weren't there for the making of the sandwich.
Thank you, Bailey. Thank you, Bailey.
You didn't say you didn't
thank
want
you.
No mayo on there.
Thank you. We're going to the...
Or add that lettuce and tomato. Go ahead and do that right there.
Yeah. We're going to black to our Truth Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. We got the town, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
What up, y'all? What up, legend? What up,
Bless.
Mr. Legend?
Bless.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Bless. Hey.
Always appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, this is what I think. I got some ingredients. To put in that in that sandwich.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Now, first, man, we got to spend some money.
Mm.
First, we got to spend some money. Now, what's messed up is though that them all them things they put in the road or whatever like that mm. is really doing more harm than good. Maybe we should probably take some of that money that's messing up the roads. And then put it in to the NPS system as far as teaching these kids how to drive. You know what I'm saying? And but what I don't disagree with is harsher measures on this, because this is a problem. This is a citywide problem. You know what I'm saying? I know this, but we just can't do it. Like, okay, let's just give these kids a whooping. Let's just send them to jail for that. Well, you know what I'm saying? Let's put it where, okay, we're going to teach y'all how to do this driving and make sure that y'all get y'all L's and y'all know how to drive responsible. But if y'all get caught with this foolishness, then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bring the belt out. We're going to bring the switch out. You know what I'm saying? It's like your grandma. Your grandma, you know what I'm saying, your grandma ain't never played no mess. You know what I'm saying? You get caught, you get the whip. But at the same time, though, your grandma will show you how to do things the right way, and, you know what I'm saying, she's going to spend some money for you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Let's put some laws. Let's put some laws for this. But at the same time, for the kids that's coming up, because the smaller kids see the older kids and their behavior, and then they want to be like that. Let's stop it at the little kids and be like, hey, this ain't cool. We're going to set something up for y'all so y'all can get y'all license. Y'all can learn the responsible way to drive. And for y'all people that's older, and y'all know better, 18, 19, 20, 21, all right, we're going to have to get the switch for y'all.
Hey, Town.
Shut up.
Yeah. MPS, even at Juneau, they do have driver's ed.
Yeah, they do.
The Greater Milwaukee Urban League does free driver's ed classes for people that are, you know, in the inner city, or, you know what I'm saying, right, that need it. So, and I say that to say that these opportunities are there, but the youth have to want to be engaged in doing it the right way. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm saying it should be a waiting list of children trying to sign up for driver's ed. And right now, I always see them saying, hey, we got it, we got it, we got it. Like, they're not, you know, always filled up.
Right.
They should be overrun with people signing up. Like I say, it should be a waiting list. So it also, that responsibility also has to fall on some of those youth. They got to want to go get what's available for them.
Yep.
At no cost.
Yep.
At no cost.
Yep. You got to want to do it.
Yep, they got to want to do it, too. So
we can't want it more than they
right.
do.
Right. You got to help us to help you. That's always my philosophy.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
We got to get ready to take care of
it. I have a quick question
before we go to break. Okay, go ahead.
Now, I didn't notice in the story about the 13-year-old them saying anything about the car being stolen.
Oh, yeah, I said that in the beginning.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice in what we had over here. Mm-hmm. So the car was stolen.
Yes, absolutely it was.
Okay. That's another whooping. But anyway, that's nothing. You know, 13. At 13, your behind should be at home in bed at 1:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
You out in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
13. You doing grown folk thing.
Mm-hmm.
See? Like I always say, you know, the little girls out in Waukesha, the Slender Man girls, they treated them as adults. They were tried as adults.
Mm-hmm.
Little Caucasian girls out in Waukesha. So what say you about this 13-year-old here in Milwaukee? What do you think is going to happen? That's what happened. Our kids will go up first.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do is try to teach them in the beginning to keep them out of situations like that.
That's right.
But you never know who has PWKs.
People with kids. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation. Welcome black. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with a girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And this is Truth in the Morning.
It sure is.
Yeah. And again, like I say, involvement, being engaged, these are the things that are going to change our situation.
Yes.
You have to be involved. You have to get engaged.
Yes.
We understand, well, I know I do, that everybody is not going to be able to be engaged on the same level.
Yes.
Some people will be able to, you know, circulate it on their social media.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That helps.
That does help.
That helps. So just because people are like, well, we need donations or we need boots on the ground. There's a certain part of people that can end up putting the boots on the ground.
Yeah.
There's a certain part of people that be like, look, you need me to send some emails out? I can do that.
Yeah.
You need me to share it on social media and put it in groups? I can do that.
Yeah.
And all of that as a collective, in my opinion, helps.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think that you can't do this or you can't do that because you just got to find out which level that you can offer, the level that you can. So be like, if it's anything financial, I'm out.
Yeah.
You're like, no. You know what? It's not. You know, you got a social media page, right? You got friends on your social media pages, right?
Yeah.
We just need you to share the information that we put out. We'll put it together.
Yeah.
We'll put out everything you need.
We'll see you fly.
And,
all you need.
And that's all you need to do is put it out there, because your social media platform is going to reach some people that our media social media platforms may not reach. And that's a win. That's why I always say, like, even with the birthday party for the kids, you know, people may not be able to be a sponsor or, you know, a vendor or whatever the case may be. But you can share the flyer to let other children know, and let other parents and guardians know that, hey, this is coming up. Okay, when is this? It's on the flyer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a way to participate.
Yeah. And that's what I need. Like, sometimes even when different protests was happening, you know, it's like, okay, I can't walk. I can't this. I ain't going to use my gas and this, that, and the other. Take some water out there.
Yeah.
Take some water out there. You know, so just in your own way, you can support the efforts that will end up helping make the changes that we need. Absentee vote.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't. Okay, absentee vote. But just make sure you vote.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes I think we need to recognize that we underestimate the influence that social media has, especially in some of these situations with the younger kids and stuff like that. I mean, the gentleman just called in and said, hey, I just went on TikTok and saw this whole thing about with this child talking about, you know, if you're driving at or under the speed limit, you need to get out the way.
Right.
You know, those are not the attitudes that we need our kids our adults to have. Mm-hmm. Some adults feel that way. Some adults think you should drive fast. Some adults feel like it don't matter. Mm-hmm. You know?
Shout out to Jackie Houghton.
Oh, there it is.
But she gets it from her mother.
Well, there it is.
I learned that the hard way.
See? There it is.
Jackie Houghton's mother is a speed demon, and so is Jackie Houghton.
Well,
she will have you holding on to invisible handles. I want to get out of here.
I have you holding on to the old Jesus bar right here, and it ain't even there.
It ain't there. You know how you act like you got the brake and you be trying to slow down for them? Like, okay, slow down. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Jackie Houghton and her mother. She's close to 90, her mother is, but yeah. Jackie Houghton.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all can tell her I said it. She know. I talk about it every chance I get.
Is the mama out here driving too?
Yes, she is.
At 90?
Speed demon.
At 90?
Speed demon.
They go take her driver's license.
They ain't did it yet. But I hope they do.
At 90?
I hope they do.
Ooh.
I hope they do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That part.
But you know what, though? For the young people and for the young people whose parents should be involved in their lives, come on now, y'all. Shouldn't no 13-year-old be behind nobody's wheel?
Right.
It's like you said, Homer, get your kids.
Right.
Get your kids.
Get your damn kids.
Ooh, get your kids. How could they be so far out of your sight that they had time to steal or get into a stolen car?
Right.
And be driving it around the city, speeding.
And you want to post everything else on social media. Why don't you post, look, my 13-year-old son, his name is this. My 13-year-old daughter, her name is this. It has left out the house again. I told them, you know, not to leave the house. If you see him, put this picture up the same way we see all these other missing pictures.
Yeah.
Or if y'all, you know, put the damn picture up so the community, we can do our part to try to help you.
Yeah.
To try to help you.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Help us to help you. You want to put it out there, and in the end, when something tragic happens,
right,
put it out there in advance. Like there was that mother that came on Tory Lowe's show a while back. That was talking about her son is a psycho. Oh. Like, she's been trying to do all of these things. She's been reaching out for help and this, that. We put them out there.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If worst case scenario, when we end up hearing about this 13-year-old, we can at least say, well, you know what? I saw her mother or our father put that post up about this. And so she was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
He was trying to do the right thing as a father.
Right.
But when you don't, and then when the community starts attacking and saying different things about it, be like, how y'all gonna come at my 13-year-old like that? Well, because we didn't hear from your ass until now.
Ooh.
Why we gotta wait till now to hear from you?
That part.
Now after they done created something, you know what I'm saying, traumatized other drivers that while they were running these stop signs and running these stoplights, you saw your life flash before your eyes because of this speeding vehicle.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, hashtag that part.
You know, and what's going on in their mind that they think that it's okay?
Listen.
And that they're speeding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they think it's a video game?
Yeah.
Because that's what their minds
are. Yeah, they treat it like Grand Theft Auto. I've been saying that for some years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty.
Oh, not Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know. Reggie was going to be like, hey, Blow, don't. Reggie Smoothie, Brother Brian be like, Blow, don't bring up Call of Duty man. That's his game. He wait for all of them to come out.
I know he do. I know.
Well, Bailey, we have completed another one. What's your final thoughts for today?
You know what? Be in your kids' lives. If you got these young 12, 11, 12, all of them. Be in their life and discipline them so that you come to an understanding, whatever your form of discipline is, whether it's stand with your nose in the corner, you're on restriction, you can't leave, but be in their business so you don't end up with them out here like this, out here in the street. Be a parent.
So my summary of what Bailey said as we end today's show, Will, thank you for a great show.
Thank you, Will.
Stay in your kid's ass. That's what I'm saying. That's what I get out of it. That's it. That's all. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow. Holla black.